From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The director of the American Central Intelligence Agency, Mike Pompeo, says North Korea is just months away from perfecting its nuclear weapons capability.
They are closer now than they were 5 years ago, and I expect they will be closer in 5 months than they are today, absent a global effort to push back against them.
Pompeo spoke at a forum in Washington on Thursday. He said he is deeply worried about the advancing threat from North Korea and the possibility it could spark a nuclear arms race across East Asia. He was asked about North Korea's pursuit of missile technology that could launch a warhead to targets in the U.S. In reply, he said, we ought to behave as if we are on the cusp of North Korea achieving that objective. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Thursday, the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hands of Islamic jihadists. He told reporters a full investigation is underway into the incident, as is the case any time an American service member is killed, and the military would release any new information it receives in a timely fashion. He said, we in the Department of Defense like to know what we're talking about before we talk. We do not have all the accurate information yet. We will release it as rapidly as we get it. The Islamic State militants ambushed American and Nigerian forces during an October 4th firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. The U.S. Army Special Forces had just completed a meeting with local leaders and were walking back to their vehicles when they were attacked. This is VOA News. Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rosello asked President Trump on Thursday for equal treatment for the hurricane-devastated island, repeatedly reminding Trump that Puerto Ricans are American citizens.
I am confident that with your commitment, with your support, Mr. President, with your team's support, we will be able to come out of this in the long haul, together with Puerto Rico, give the U.S. citizens of Puerto Rico the adequate resources, treat us the same as citizens in Texas, in Florida, and elsewhere. We will come out of this stronger.
The two men met at the White House. Less than 20% of Puerto Ricans have electricity, and 35% are still without drinking water. Puerto Rico is a Caribbean island 1,600 kilometers southeast of the U.S. mainland. Uganda's Ministry of Health confirmed Thursday that one person has died of Marburg hemorrhagic fever, a close relative of the Ebola virus. Surveillance teams have deployed to the affected district in the eastern part of the country to try to contain the outbreak. Correspondent Halima Athumani reports from Kampala.
According to the World Health Organization, Marburg is transmitted via contact with bodily fluids of an infected person or the handling of infected animals. Local media report that the deceased woman's brother was a hunter. Uganda is no stranger to viral hemorrhagic fever. The country has battled several outbreaks of Ebola, including an outbreak in 2000 that killed over 200 people. Marburg is named after the town in Germany where it was first identified in 1967, though that outbreak was traced back to infected monkeys brought from Uganda. A person suffering from Marburg presents with sudden onset of high-level fever and headache. This can be accompanied by vomiting, joint and muscle pain, and unexplained bleeding. There is no cure or vaccine available for Marburg. Patients are given supportive treatment to increase their chance of survival. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
The Los Angeles Police Department says it has opened an investigation into movie producer Harvey Weinstein after an unnamed person made allegations of sexual assault. The LAPD announced the news in a tweet Thursday. Weinstein has recently been fired from his production company. He's under investigation in New York and London because of similar allegations. The Oscar-winning actress Lupita Nyong'o has now added her story to those of some 40 other women who say that Harvey Weinstein sexually harassed them or attempted assault. She said he pressured her to drink alcohol and pressured her for sex in exchange for help with her career. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.